And welcome back. I'm Steve Buss. And from the stand right now, we're going to we're talking with Dick Rutan, and he was talking about flying quiet. And that's like normal operations, right? And the two gentlemen I'm going to talk to next do not fly quiet. We have Jeff Bourbon and Tim Jarvis with the Jack Lynx Jack Waco. And they are here making noise. You guys made noise yesterday.
We sure did.
Jeff is the pilot, and Tim is the air show announcer and also a director of operations for John Klatt Air Shows. How'd you come to get involved with the Jet Waco, Jeff?
John Klatt Air Shows came across this airplane about a year and a half or two and a half years ago now. Yep. And it was a project airplane that he put together with Del Collar as our lead mechanic on the project. And they spent 12 months from January through the end of the year in 2013 putting this thing together, and it flew for the first time in January of 2014. So last year was our inaugural year with the airplane. We flew 12 air shows, and then this year, second year with the airplane, the first time at Oshkosh. Very exciting for us.
Good. Tim, as Director of Operations and the air show announcer for the group, you probably have to do all the hard work while Jeff gets to have all the fun, right?
Yeah, it's, you know, these guys make it easy for me. It's really a collaboration of a great team, and it starts with the leader, with John Klatt. And when you have Jeff Bourbon and Jeff mentioned Del Collar, the crew chief on the aircraft, it's, you have good people that surround you, and it really makes everybody's job a whole lot easier.
All right. And Jack Lynx is your sponsor, so we can put a plug in for them.
All week long, stop by. Jack Lynx is the number one U.S. meat snack brand. They produce over 100 different products, and Brent and his staff are over there, Sasquatch, just running around all week. And we invite you all to stop on by. It's get your free sample of Jack Lynx beef jerky and feed your wild side.
There you go.
Yeah.
So Sasquatch is here. I mean, you see everything at Oshkosh, don't you?
Yeah,
that's right.
So if you see a Sasquatch, you're not imagining things. It truly is happening. So, Jeff, what is it like to fly that airplane? I mean, it's got a conventional engine on the front and a jet underneath.
It does. It has a 985 right. Pratt & Whitney with a Hartzell 3-blade prop. And underneath, it's got that CJ610. It's a Lear 24 motor. And between the two engines, we have 4,500 pounds of thrust on an airplane with me in it ready for takeoff is right at 4,000 pounds. So you saw it here yesterday. I take off and just go perfectly vertical up to about 3,000 feet for the open figure with all that noise, screaming Sasquatch, you know, to get everybody's attention. Mm-hmm. But to be in there flying, let me step back just a second because, you know, for me, Jimmy Franklin first brought this airplane here to Oshkosh with the Jet Waco. Right. And I got to watch him fly that thing many times and was always so impressed. And he's a hero of mine for sure. And to be the guy here with the Jack Lynx Jet Waco flying this one-of-a-kind amazing airplane is truly an honor. I'm the luckiest guy here for sure.
And describe the noise inside.
You'd be surprised. You know, I have Dell on the ground. So you saw yesterday when we come up to this hover, mm-hmm. we hover the biplane straight up, stop it, zero forward speed, do a roll and a torque roll. And that whole time, Dell's on the ground. He's talking to me about, you know, speeds and stuff like this. And that's the only time I get to really hear the jet engine. So it's fun for me to hear the mic keyed from the ground because inside I'm wearing a helmet. And the jet noise must just be a little bit farther behind because I don't hear all the noise that's there. So,
and no vibration, obviously, from the jet, but a lot of vibration from the big engine up front.
Oh, yeah. Between the two of them. It's the first time I started the airplane, so the very first flight, the jet engine was not installed.
Okay.
And I took off, and it flew like a big biplane. The second flight, we put the jet engine on there, and I started that thing up, and it was like, oh, man, some stuff is going to happen now. And sure enough, we get taken off, and the first takeoff I did, you know, 500 feet per minute, like a big biplane should. And the second one with the jet, I just kept pushing the power up and up and up, and it just perfectly straight up to, I think that first time, just to get some altitude, I was up at 7,000, 8,000 feet, you know, something like this, in just a matter of seconds.
Wow. Amazing. How many air shows do you do between what John has and the Jet Waco?
Sure. John Klatt air shows collectively, we'll do around 30 events this year in with both the Air National Guard program and the Jack Lynx program with the Jet Waco.
Okay. And the Air National Guard, that airplane, what's the model of that?
John's flying the MXS.
Okay.
It's the same airplane that Rob Holland's flying, and Rob's is a bit different, but really a great airplane, kind of the latest and greatest carbon fiber, and it's been a really good airplane for us. So.
Good. I know this is your favorite show, right? So I won't ask what your favorite show is, but I'll ask what your second favorite show is. Just a place that you both enjoy going every year.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's really the people that make it, and one of our favorites, at least for me, is Rhode Island. We've been going there, I think, all 11 years now, and it's really like going back and visiting family, you know, and some of your friends. Hillsborough, Jones Beach, there's just really this, you know, it's a very small community, the aviation, but even smaller is the air show group, and everybody collectively, it's really like a big family and your friends, and not only the performers themselves, but also the show folks. So it's great to be back here at EAA. We haven't been back here with John Clyde Air Shows for a number of years, and to have the Jack Lynx Jet Walk, is just it's really an honor to be here.
Excellent. Well, all right. And, Jeff, what air shows are you flying in this week yet?
We fly again on Friday and Sunday.
All right. Look for it. The Jack Lynx Jet Walk. You have to look for it because once you hear it, you'll be seeing it.
That's right.
It is a unique sound, and we're glad to have you both here, and enjoy the rest of Oshkosh.
Thank you, Steve.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. From the stand, this is EAA Radio.